The thoughts, views, and opinions you hear on this show are just that. Thoughts, views, and opinions from not only myself, but from my guests. So if you don't like them, disagree with them, or whatever the case may be, well, there's a simple solution to all that, and that's just stop listening. But if you care to partake in the conversation, sit back, turn it up, and enjoy the show. Yeah, that. Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Roberto. How y'all doing out there? I hope y'all are doing well, because the homie's doing aight. A lot of things going on, good news, bad news, but that's life, right?
The Yeah That Podcast.
Shout out to you for listening. I appreciate y'all as always. Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/WestCoastRob or /@ Yeah That Podcast. Follow on social media @ Yeah That Podcast on Instagram, TikTok. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't got the mother joints. My co-host this week is my brother-in-law, Big Steve. Yeah, that. Shout out. Shout out to my sister, Vanessa. Love you. Hope y'all enjoy the show. I appreciate y'all as always.
The Yeah That Podcast. The Yeah That Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Rob. And, you know, I said we have co-hosts, and every week we might have a different co-host. We might have a guest. And, you know, my co-host today is a special one, you know what I'm saying? It's my brother-in-law, you know what I'm saying? He's joined us today to bless the podcast. And we're just going to go over whatever we want to go over. So before we get into that, recap of the last episode, episode 73, the Mike Ford Experience. I have my boy Mike Ford. We talked about what it's like to be an aspiring rap artist, touring, booking tours, having your own label, et cetera, et cetera. So if you haven't listened or haven't watched it yet, make sure you go do that on YouTube or listen to it on all podcast platforms. But Steve, what's up, bro?
What's going on, brother? For sure. Thanks for the invite.
Of course.
Absolutely. Duval. Let's go. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you heard him. He's down in Jacksonville. Shout out to all my folk in Jacksonville. That's my second home. Spent a lot of time in Jacksonville. A lot of family lives there now. So, you know what I mean?
Heck yeah.
That's
good. Yeah, man.
That's home.
The day is going good.
Good.
We're almost to football. I'm just sorry.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it takes forever.
Any day that a certain city in Kansas City, that is Kansas City, Kansas or Kansas City, Missouri loses, it's always a good day.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
one of the dudes, one of my guys at work, he's from Philly. And I saw him for the first time in like a while. This is my first time seeing him since the Super Bowl. And I saw him, I was like, hey, man. I was like, fly, Eagles, fly. He's like, yeah, bro. He dapped me up or whatever.
He's trying to do that Philly, that tush push, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to get that stuff outlawed.
I seen that. I saw that this morning. They're trying to make it. It's called the shove or something like that.
It's called the tush push, and they're trying to outlaw it. So they need, I think they need 17 owners. They're actually presenting it to the owners to vote. If 17 owners vote that it should be outlawed, then you can't do it. And I think that it's a football move, and if you don't want someone to score, then you need to do something about it.
Yeah, I saw something. You know, I saw something this morning. They were talking about it, and I guess they're trying to outlaw it by calling it the shove. So, you know, Philly's is like the brotherly shove, and then everybody else is the tush push. And it was on Good Morning America. And Michael Strahan was talking about it. They were asking him about it.
Yeah.
And he said, so Buffalo and Philly were the two teams that used it the most. And
yeah,
it was their succession rate was like 80% or something like that.
It's nasty.
And then
nasty.
Other teams who have tried it is like 40% or something like that.
Yeah, we try it with our big quarterback who's 6'7". And unless he is leading the charge, he can't get across the line because everybody knows it's coming and we don't know how to do it. You need to run up the left side of the guard. You run up your left guard, you're good.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all Philly does. Go back and watch the tape.
Yeah.
They just run off the left guard and the left tackle, and nobody's on the right and everybody's on the left pushing him forward on the left. I'm not a football player. You play ball. You understand that, right? You watch film. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because they said because Josh Allen, of course they got Josh Allen, they got Jalen Hurts or whatever. But the reason they want to outlaw it or ban it is because it's dangerous and it's like player safety or something like that. And I was like, the whole game is.
Yeah, so it's dangerous if your guys don't block for you. So you need to tell your guys to block. They block, you're good.
That's
it.
Like, what difference is it doing a tush push instead or like vice inside run or something like that on the goal line? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you play ball, so a QB sneak is a QB sneak. It doesn't matter how it gets done.
Exactly.
You're trying to go the half bench. And if you don't want someone to go to half bench and do something about
or
it.
Or even if you're
that?
Like, if you're doing just an inside run, like you're in I formation, your running back is coming from further than your quarterback is with the tush push. So, like,
mm-hmm.
you're handing him the ball and he's coming full speed. Like make it make sense, man. Make it make sense.
Yeah, it's not going to make sense at all. I did some notes earlier in the week about how much cap space we have versus how much cap space you have. I haven't chopped up with you in a minute.
Yeah.
Y'all got like 78 million.
76.
It's 70 million and some change to spend. And we got like 38 million and some change to spend. And I don't know, like we are under contract with Gabe Davis. I think Gabe Davis should not be there, but we'd have to pay him if we cut him.
Yeah.
But we cut Christian Kirk, we save another 13. But Christian Kirk, the day we cut him is the day he gets a ring. I don't know. I just don't want to do that. Mm-mm.
So for those out there listening and those watching, y'all see the shirt he got on. For those listening, you heard him say Duval. This fool is a diehard Jacksonville Jaguars day one fan, season ticket holder for 21
straight.
Consecutive years.
Your sister's on that mug for 16 and a half.
That's crazy.
She said it's 17, and we're actually on the wall inside of the concourse, y'all. There's a wall of fame, and Vanessa's and my name is on the wall. It's like permanently on the wall for basically how many years we've been in the stadium consecutively in a row.
Legendary.
So this year's deposit, Rob, we had to put this year's deposit that locks you into the new stadium in 2028 when the new stadium is built.
Boom. Where's it going to be built at?
So we have this year at the bank. Then next year we are partially seated there, and then the following year we're going to be in Gainesville, and then the year after that it's right there.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be right there, right
where it is now.
Right in the spot. Yeah.
So you'll be playing
can be there
swamp,
on the day one.
Huh?
For a year.
Okay.
90,000 in that month.
I mean, that's like
we'll be driving.
That's like when the Vikings played at the Gophers spot.
Of course. Yeah. So a little excited. Football never sleeps in this house. You know, my house is a house divided. I got Chargers on one side based off you and your sister, and then
damn right.
Then the Jags. Like, my man cave's not all the way set up yet, but it's like half Chargers, half Jags. Right? So I guess I tolerate that. You know what I mean? We don't want Vanessa to fight anybody, so it's cool.
Yeah, we play y'all this year, right?
Oh yes, you play us at the house.
Yeah, we play y'all in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Might be making an old trip. We'll see what happens.
I hear you. Second to the last time you guys played us and you beat us, my wife stood on a chair in front of 80,000 people like T.O. did on the Star.
Yeah.
Like, what? What? I'm like, no, this is not good.
Which is crazy because it's like, so my sister, she did that because she's a Chargers fan first. You know what I mean? Because we born and raised in Cali. But then for
here
her to do that against the Jags at the Jags game and then like the following week wear Jags gear and then cheer with these people is crazy.
She stood on a chair in front of 80,000 people like T.O. and put her hands up like, what? what? We just won the game. I'm like, no, you don't sit down. She's like, we won the game. Y'all lost. I'm like, damn.
Hell okay, nah.
That's cool.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
I'm like, you don't sit your ass down. Sit down right now.
For real.
Sit down.
For real. How was your weekend? What'd you do this weekend?
It was good,
you
man.
Did the Daytona 500, right? Was that this weekend?
That was two weeks ago. I got a chance to meet Bubba Wallace, which was cool.
I saw that, man. That's crazy.
Meeting Bubba Wallace is cool. Was hoping to accidentally see Michael Jordan because, you know, he's Bubba's owner.
Yeah.
But Michael's plane had not landed yet, so that was all good.
Damn.
But our family up in Georgia blessed us with some very nice passes for the 500, which is cool. So definitely came through the clutch, and it was a good time for sure.
That's cool.
Really good time.
Yeah, I seen the pictures,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And Bubba Wallace, like, yeah. that's crazy. Vanessa could have went. That'd have been cool because, like, you know, he goes to her restaurant all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah. A few years ago, she served him, and it was cool. And then his wife came in and thought like, why are you talking to my husband? And blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm serving your husband. Relax. Calm down.
Yeah, jealousy.
Of course. Women are wild, bro.
People are wild,
relax.
Man. People are wild. So, like,
just relax.
Yeah, people are crazy, man. And, like, I have a saying in my house, like, when I'm with my family and we're out. It's like, yo, sometimes I hate people because people are stupid.
Oh.
They do stupid shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, my wife, when she's not working, she's checked out. She's like, that's called peopling. It's called peopling.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not dealing with that peopling stuff, bro. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You can do that. I'm not doing that. But, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
But, bro, the race was good, man. There was over 100, it's over 100,000 people there, which is cool. Was there. So that was kind of a little bit mixed emotions. People,
who?
Some people up, some people. The president was there.
At Daytona?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So he saw his plane fly in and saw it take off, and then it did like a big huge loop around the whole stadium, like on purpose slow, like right inside the oval, and then to come out, which was very interesting. I've never seen that plane up close. I know you've seen that plane
Air Force
many
One
times before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's a big bird for sure. But no, that was a good time. But this past weekend, work. But it never stops. It's all good.
Yeah, for sure.
Work hard now, so in August and September and November and December, we can watch meaningful football, right?
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Y'all see the theme. It's like football 365 in this house, right?
For sure, bro. For sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we had a busy weekend. The youngest, she had a volleyball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, it's constant go in this household.
Well, you know those scouts are all over the Robinson clan. They are saying, like, man, we got to watch out for that. Like,
constant.
Let's just pay attention to what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, how about you worry about winning and let us worry about what we got to worry about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't worry about my kid.
Yeah.
You coach your kid. Don't worry about my kid.
For sure. And we got to.
That's pretty awful when you.
Now, go ahead.
You walk on a court and you're not even doing warm-ups yet, and you can already know the coach is like already looking at your child. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, why are you looking at my child?
Yeah, that's how it was for my oldest. When we had the last tournament she played for her club, like, she's walking on the pitch and then there's like scouts just sitting all along the side, and she's looking at like all the coaches, and then like the one in particular she sees or whatever, she's like, oh, that's, at the time we were talking to that coach, we visited the school and all that stuff, so she came to watch her, and she was killing it. But then that's the game she got injured, like as soon as the second half started, she got injured.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was that, I guess, for that school, man.
That's a wrap, dude. I tell you, man, it's a nasty world recruiting, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you guys get to make all, you guys at the end have to make all these choices of where the young lady's going to go to school. Is she going to go far away from school?
Yeah.
Is she going to stay close to home? What's the scholarship look like? Because she's going to get these grades on top of playing soccer and gym. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the grades are first because you're going to get this piece of paper first, right?
Definitely.
So, you know, it's all good. I just feel really blessed that both the girls are doing really good. So that's good.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean?
Yeah, it's
but,
busy.
Let me tell you about the shoe game, Charles. Let me tell you about these Black Cat 5s that came out last week.
Uh-huh.
These Black Cat 5s, y'all, they are wild. Like, these people, these nice people that wait for this shoe, I don't know how they do it. They wait hours on hours, Rob, for this shoe.
Yeah.
And when they get the shoe, it's like the lottery. And I've been doing this for a long time. I've never seen the hype. The hype's real, though. It is. It's wow.
Yeah.
It's wow.
That's yeah. It's crazy.
Like we have. It's and they're $225 a clip for men.
Yeah.
And then for grade school, like for your youngest, nope. Your youngest would be in the big kids. Yeah. So they're like 180 for your youngest.
That's crazy, man. For like kids, and kids don't take care of shoes like adults do. So to spend that much on like some shoes for some kids to run around is crazy. And like when I get my haircut, like I talk to my stylist and we talk about kicks and all that stuff. And shout out Tequila, but she's talking about her son, and like my kids are older than her son,
right?
And I'd be bitching. I'd be like, yo, like my kids will want these shoes. I'll pay like $225 for some Air Max Pluses or whatever, and then I'll look at them and be like, yo, what the fuck happened? Like what's up?
Yeah, what'd you do to your shoes?
Exactly. And they're like, oh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. I've been taking care of them. Like, no, you haven't.
They've had them for 3 days.
You know what I'm saying?
They've had them for 3 days.
Yeah. And she says the same thing. Like, little man, they don't care about shoes, but they want it.
Bro, I'll be trying to sell the people on the Jordan release, the sneaker cleaner, yeah. Right? They'd be like,
hell no. Nah.
Man, we don't want that shit. Man, we don't want that shit. I'm like, what? You're wild. And then you got to take care of your stuff. They're like, oh, I don't need that.
The one
I'm
with like yeah, the hard bristle thing cap.
I give them the try-on sock though to make sure, because I don't want them scrubbing that on their shoe because that'll damage their shoe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. That's gonna scratch your shoe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, I used to hate that bristle thing, and then the bristles would fall off. Like, get this.
The orange one.
Yep.
No. Nope.
Yep.
Yep. The orange one. No one wants that. I'm like, it's a 1 for $11 or 2 for $15. They're like, nah, we don't need that. Yeah. I just want the shoes. I'm like, there you go. So like our company, we do a raffle. So now we fielded, I promise you, Rob, we fielded like maybe 75 to 90 calls yesterday about when the raffle that the company does is going to go into effect. And I'm like, dude, the raffle, you got to download the app. And then when you download the app, it'll tell you how to get involved in the raffle.
Yeah.
Bro, today's the day off. People are already calling on the phone. Talking about, can you put a size 10 and a half? No. Can you put, no, because if you do it for one, you have to do it for everybody. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Of course.
We can't,
oh, yeah.
We can't do that. And now they're coming to fight.
Yeah, definitely.
For real. Like, oh yeah, you said you had the shoes. No, we never said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's wild though. It's going to be a very interesting time on Saturday for sure. All around the malls across the good old US of A, the shoe is Michael Jeffries making money.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? 2025 so is a big year for sneakers anyway. There's a lot of crazy releases. I watched the video last night about every pair of 11 coming out from like the Gammas, the Rare Airs, the Low Top Breads. And I was just like, all right. They're like,
yeah.
There was I forgot what they were called, but it's like a light denim colorway that's supposed to come out like in December or something like that.
The 11s are low tops, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they came out in 2012.
Yeah,
I wanted to get them, but they were $170 with no discount. And my wife goes, "You in 2012, like, you couldn't get them shoe." I'm like, "All right, cool."
Yeah, I think like the Rare Airs are going for like $220, and I think the Low Top Breads are like $180 or something like that. No, I was considering it because like the 11s are one of my favorite ones. Oh, we stopped. It says
nope.
You good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I might consider it.
That's wild though, man, for sure. Sorry about the interruption.
No, you're good.
Yeah, for sure. But no, that the sneaker game is wild, man. You know, down in Orange Park and in Jacksonville, it's just, I mean, there's three stores there, and they just all, it's like flocks. It's just like they're all over the place, and they're out on Friday waiting for the shoe. And I'm like, y'all know the shoe don't come out till tomorrow, right? Yeah, we just want to see if y'all was selling it early. I'm like, no. We're not doing that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just so they can resell for an upcharge.
Of course.
It's all about the
profit.
They're
like, can I see the shoe? I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Why, so you can run out with it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I mean, they just want to even just see a picture of it. I mean, y'all, they're all wild. I mean, it used to be, it's good business though. I mean, a lot of the people are super nice. Like last week those Black Cat Fives came out, and like it was busy. But it was control busy, you know. Shout out to Clay County Sheriff's Office, you know what I'm saying? Who, you know, peeped their head inside the store and said, "Okay, cool, y'all are good." I'm like, "Yep, we're good." But you know, just the fact just to have presence and keep everybody safe, you know what I'm saying? Well, nobody needs to act crazy over a shoe. It's a shoe. It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if somebody didn't pick up and pay for their shoe at 5 o'clock, stand in line, you're next in line, let's go. You know what I mean? So it's cool. Yep.
But yeah, but people are stupid.
Hey,
though,
how about my Golden State Warriors, and how about your Lakers there, kid?
Huh? What about them?
Yeah, your Lakers, I mean, they're probably going to make the playoffs. We might have to do a play-in to get in.
They are going to make the playoffs. They're the five seed. I mean, we smacked fucking the Denver Nuggets the other night. I watched that whole fucking game. Luka went off.
Here we go.
And I was like, all right,
here
cool.
We go.
Let's go.
So you're down
that
with
chemistry
this,
is working.
Yeah, so you're down with this Luka trade. We haven't really talked about it person to person. We text about it, but the Luka trade is a good deal. That's a good deal for you. Bad deal for Dallas.
Which they play Dallas tonight. I meant to actually go to my sports book and actually put some money down on it and see what Luka does. But yeah.
What's his name is out for like half the year with an abdominal strain.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis. So, I mean, I'm not mad at him. He's like, he's fragile, bro. Like, he's super soft. I'm not going to say he's soft because they're all athletes, but like, he is always hurt. He's always hurt.
Yeah.
He's never, ever. When is the last time he did an 82 game season without any type of issues whatsoever?
I mean, that's a lot, though. Like, if you think about it, 82 games is a lot for a basketball player to go 100%
for sure.
Every game. Mm-hmm. And then, like, did you watch the All-Star game? Was that this past weekend? You watched that?
It was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it at all.
Yeah.
I heard about it. I heard about it.
I watched the dunk contest the day before. I watched the dunk. My wife and I watched the dunk contest and then the 3-point shootout and like the skills challenge and all that.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that, like, to me,
it's all good.
So like, I was listening to a podcast today and they were talking about it, and I remember it was on, and what the podcast was talking about, how it used to be this big thing, like people looked forward to it or whatever. Nowadays it's kind of lost its luster, which it has. So I actually watched the dunk contest highlights today and I was like, man, mm-hmm. that shit was whack. But I mean, the dunks and the person who won, Matt McClung, that dude's nice with it.
Yeah, so Matt's cool. I'm good with Matt jumping over the car.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I wish he would have cleared the car.
He clipped it with his foot, bro.
I know. No, I'm just saying that could have been dangerous for him if he would have got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a dangerous, I don't know. That's the prop was, it was a, his, he was good. I like the dunk where he like went up and then touched the rim. He touched the rim of one and then dunked it with the other. Like,
there was, oh yeah, he dunked the two balls.
Yeah. He went bump up. Like,
yeah,
that was an ode to
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, for sure. So, good old Aaron Gordon for the Denver Nuggets.
Yep, definitely had 20-something. Boy, he had like 24 that night.
Aaron Gordon used to have hops, boy.
Yep. I guess they're talking about, yeah, he got robbed of the fucking dunk contest, man. He should have won in 2016 against LaVine.
Multiple times.
He should have. Aaron Gordon's,
you know,
that was the best dunk ever,
hey,
bro.
A good man once told me, LaVine was trash.
Full.
He was straight trash.
Now his Zach LaVine's dunks were nice, but you can't tell me that the dunk under the legs was lost to a windmill from short of the free throw line. Get out of here!
No,
that Aaron Gordon under the legs dunk has to be one of the greatest dunks of all time. I said it right.
Everybody's
here.
Everybody's looking at
Come
that.
On.
They're like, okay. They're like, he did that. That's cool. Right?
Cool. His whole, like, his
exactly.
dunk lineup. Like, when he grabbed that ball and he cuffed it and he spun 360 off the mascot on the hoverboard, shit was nasty.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like that.
Because that was the year the dunk contest was in Denver, wasn't it?
I don't remember where that was.
Was it in Denver? No, he just had his dude out there. I'm overspeaking.
Gordon
that.
Was, no, he was with Orlando that year.
He was with Orlando then, that's right. That was before he went to Denver, but he did it off the mascot's head.
Yeah,
though,
LaVine was
sure.
with T-Wolves.
Oh, Zach.
Yeah, because he had the one off the side of the backboard, and he cuffed it like 360. Man, Aaron Gordon won that one, bro. You can't tell me. Aaron Gordon won that dunk contest, bro.
Not nothing.
Yeah.
Rob, you can get up still? You can get up still?
Huh?
You can get up there and, up there and kill that?
Hell no. Nope. I used to have them bunnies. I used to have them springs back in the day, man.
I can get the net.
I can get the net. I can touch the rim. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no.
Even right now, you can touch
the rim. I can't yak that much. you know what I'm saying? I can't do that anymore.
He said, he's like, I have bunnies, but we're not young anymore. There,
for
Steve-o.
Real, man. Like, my elbow has been hurting for like the past week for no reason. It's just out of nowhere. I don't know what's wrong with it.
You better get some Icy Hot. I was working in my store. I was in my store about 2 weeks ago. I was doing price changes. Talking about, I said, yo, my back is locked. They're like, your back is locked. What you mean your back is locked? I'm like, y'all better come over here and pick me up. Like, what you talking about, Spark? I'm like, yo, help me get off this ground like that. And seriously, they're like, damn, you're old, Spark. Yeah. Stop playing.
That's funny.
So Sparky, y'all, is that's the alter ego name, y'all, for those. We say Spark. That's my work name, but it's cool.
Yeah, that's the moniker, the legendary moniker of
of
my bro-in-law and his field of work. But
that's cool.
When you hit me up earlier, I was in a meeting. But so my bro-in-law wants to start a podcast, you know what I'm saying? Which is, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody has one nowadays, it seems like. I've been doing this one for 5 years now. But like, what makes you want to start a podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a little bit about me. I've been a Jags season ticket holder for about 21 and a half years. And a lot of connections with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And one of my very close connections said, you know, you should start that because if you did, you would have a lot of good content. You wouldn't even have to have a script because you can just talk about it freely, which is exactly what a podcast is. There is no script. You are going by the cuffs because you love what, it's not work when you love what you do.
Right.
And I think it would be really, really good. So the goal for me is to, you know, get some dialogue together and hopefully before we start football season in September, first week of August, starting a podcast here at the house. And not sure what the name will be. I'm sure it'll be something like Duval, something like that. You know what I'm saying? But we got to make sure we don't get sued because we don't want to get sued. So, you know, we could, as long as I got my brother in my corner to get it going right, we'll get some good dialogue.
Yeah, you already know.
A good time. So
they already know.
Heck yeah.
So
it's gonna be good.
What's your podcast? You're gonna be a sports related pod?
Predominantly Jags, but it will always be, we can jump off topic and talk about baseball, the Yankees, the Padres. We can talk about the Chargers. We're going to jump around a little bit, but we're going to mainly stay in the avenue of football.
Okay.
Mainly, primarily the Jacksonville Jaguars. With it starting in August, we can get that ball rolling, and that way, you know, we have opinions. Hopefully each week we'll have a special guest on there, you know, and there's 16 weeks in the year, which means there could be possibly 16 different shows. We have 16 different shows, then 16 different guests. That's kind of like a little generalization of what the guideline of what one of my mentors and I talked about today on the phone. And we'll see what we do.
Yeah,
you know, we got some time. Looking forward to it. It's going to be good stuff.
Are there already other like Jacksonville Jaguar podcasts?
They have a Jags podcast, but it's big.
Yeah.
But I mean, these people have like credentials to go talk to the media and stuff. Yeah. I mean, they've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
But you have to start somewhere.
Of course.
And I think, you know, if you start out and you have 16 straight weeks with 16 different guests, and the guests are relatable and everybody likes it, I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, it'll be good.
It's gonna be good.
I mean, there's a guy named West Coast Rob. I keep trying to get in touch with him, but his agent won't call me back. I mean, that dude is like busy or something. I don't know what the hell's wrong with that dude. I got his cell phone number. He took do not disturb. I'm like, perfect. I've known that dude for like 15 years. He won't call me back. You see him? Can you tell him to call me?
I got you. I let him know, man.
He's so hard to find, dude.
Hey, he's a busy man, though. I hear that dude's busy.
I mean, dude, his agent told me that he was based in Texas. That fool doesn't even live in Texas anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He doesn't like to disclose where he actually lives. You know what I'm saying? There's creepers out there.
I mean, I think I know where he is, but I'm not going to speak where he is because that's none of my business. But if you see that fool, tell him to call me back.
Got you. Period.
That's it.
Yeah, that. My man.
not D-A-T. T-H-A-T. I was kidding.
We're going to censor that out right there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that. Hell no.
That's cool, man. But you ready for baseball, man? Baseball's coming up soon.
Yeah, I mean,
this week, isn't it? This week?
Well, opening day.
Yeah.
No, it's opening day. Is what? Shout out!
It's
I ain't
coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Don't worry about it. It's cool.
I know saw y'all the Padres smack. Damn, who they play? damn, who they play? They smacked somebody 10-1 or 10-3 or something. I was like, go ahead, boys.
That was nasty.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it was nasty. They're not messing around, dude, for sure.
Yeah.
So it should be a good year. It's a long year. That's 160 something games, bro. That's a long.
Yeah, that's another.
What are they doing for 160 games?
That's another grueling sport, man. That's a lot of.
Bro, so like if we got Yankee Padre tickets, you've been to Yankee Stadium. I have not.
Been to both
that's
of
okay.
Them.
I'm saying, so I know you've been to both, but like if we got tickets to the Yankees Days. And someone who's not playing, it's the day of rest.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
I mean, I understand it because like you can't.
Yeah.
The body can only take so much. Even like it's mm-hmm. just like lifting weights. You can't just. Well, you can. You can lift weights every day, but if you're going balls to the wall, full 100% every day without a rest day, one, your body isn't going to recover. Your body isn't going to grow.
Right.
Your body isn't going to heal. You're just breaking it down, and you're more susceptible to injury that way. So you got to have some kind of rest where your body can heal.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like I met this one dude. He got like this 150-pound like dumbbell. Yeah. Man, I saw that thing in real life. I said, how are you lifting that? He said, oh, I lifted it like this. I don't know. It's a good friend of mine. He seems like something. I forget his first name, but he's pretty cool cat. 150 pounds. Who's lifting 100? Rob, who's lifting 150-pound dumbbell?
Hey, man, I got.
For what?
I got them. You know what I'm saying?
That's a trap. It's a trap workout. Maybe I should try it, right?
I mean, it could be a trap. It could be a chest. It could be a back. You know what I'm saying? It depends on what you're doing. Your legs. It could be.
What? How the hell are they moving that thing? When if they have to move or they get transferred, they got to move that thing by themselves. I said, how y'all move that? I pick that thing up and I move
you're
it myself.
Right.
I'm like, you're wild.
You're fucking right.
Get out of here.
You are right.
There's no damn way.
Yeah, when I.
Like, anybody help you with that? No. Nope.
When I have the movers come, they always see the gym and they're just like, what? Like, bro.
For those of you that don't know, I'm referring to Rob's 179,000-pound dumbbell for his shoulders.
Yeah, man. the movers, every time they come, they're like, yo, what the hell,
bro? They're not happy.
They're not
happy with that.
They're just like, oh, I didn't know I was going to get a workout in today. I was like, yeah, you're going to work today, bro.
Yeah. This floor down here, this is the main house. This thing down here.
Yep.
That's what we're about to do next.
Definitely.
And it's going to be all on the front of the truck.
Definitely.
So you can get it off the truck first.
And then it's like.
They want to run.
That's your job to move and stuff. Like I moved the gym by myself one time. Like every single weight, everything. I had the truck.
Down the street.
Yeah.
Down the street.
Exactly. I had that shit in the bed of my truck. Like and I drove it down.
Like a 48-hour. You had a 48-hour notice.
Yeah,
and I'm
bro.
Like, I said, Rob, how did you move your gym? Like I put that shit on the back of my truck and I moved the gym by myself.
Hell yeah.
Like I said, did the girls help you? He said, bro, no, I'm not having my wife pick this 50-pound weight up. Nah, it's going on the back of the Tundra and I'm going down the street. That's crazy.
I literally did
that. What you doing? Moving my gym. That's it.
Yep. Yeah, my wife, she
boy's got glass. Y'all, he's got glass all in there. Like glass. He don't have no glass. I'm just glass all the way.
It's a legit gym. Like people like when I show like, pictures of my gym, like, they're just like, oh shit. I was like, yeah, no, it's a no shit gym, bro.
Mo look like Lex Luger in a damn gym, like glass all around the thing. Remember the narcissist back in the day?
Yep.
Remember when he was
throwback?
That's not you. You're not the narcissist, but I'm just saying, like the character. You sit in the gym like this back in the day, boy, when you was doing them shows, you'd be like,
throwback, bro.
That's what's up, man. That's cool, man, for sure.
Definitely. But
oh, man, everything else is good though, man, for sure. We're just ready to rock and roll. We're good. Summer's coming up soon, man. You got big plans for summer? Showing?
We got a couple tournaments out of state we got to go to for volleyball. There's one like not this weekend coming up, but next weekend, and then and then there's one a couple in what, like May or something, which I know that's spring, but other than that, we're trying to book something for the oldest when she graduates, so
for sure
we'll see what happens. I'm gonna let y'all know. So hopefully.
Oh yeah, for sure. I already put the time in.
Yeah.
It's already approved to be off. So we'd be off like what, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then later in June for the whole big time.
Word.
You know, it's something we haven't talked about.
What?
We have not verbally talked about the halftime show.
Now, okay.
We don't have to talk about
run it.
The halftime show The halftime show was fierce. I sit on the day off and just watch the halftime show, just running it back, like just trying to listen, just listening to everything that that young man said. That man, he was very, very on point. And then Uncle Sam in there, that's, there's a lot of different stuff on there that's like just it's straight in line, like Serena Williams.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Nope.
So there's a lot. And then like I had to really like watch it. Like I had to watch it. And my wife's like, you like Kendrick Lamar? Like you?
Wait, what? What'd
my
she
wife
say?
Be trying. My wife tries to troll me all the time.
Yeah.
Talking about, because now I like that song, and she's like, oh, now you like Kendrick Lamar.
Hey.
So that's pretty cool though. But
yeah.
I didn't really get your initial reaction to the show. I thought it was good. I thought it was great.
I talked about it
West.
on the other podcast.
I saw it.
Cool. That that halftime show, I thought was fire. I know we've covered it, but whatever. You know, we're covering it again.
Who cares?
Exactly.
We're covering it again. Whatever. It's not ever. That's
and,
the point. It's not going to ever get old because we haven't. You
exactly.
and I haven't talked
and then
about it. So how about that?
And to me, the show was that good. It's going to be a show you're going to be talking about for years, whether it's good or bad or whatever. But I thought that shit was fire, dog. The whole time, me and the girls were down here watching it. We're just like, oh, we're vibing, we're bopping to it and shit, and we're just like, hell yeah. And then as soon as it ended, I got on and looked at the comments and seen all the hate or whatever. But I've been watching videos. I've been watching videos on it. People breaking it down.
People that don't like it, and people that are just sitting there. Like, we're not gonna go there of the people that are seeing. But you guys have seen all the clips on YouTube,
yeah.
And people that like it or don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you like it, that's cool. If you don't like it, that's cool too.
Exactly.
But those of you that did like it, good for you, because I liked it too and you liked
yeah.
it. And it don't even matter. If someone doesn't like it, I don't care, because in my store, we talking about it straight
yeah.
up. I'm like, that's it. And they're like, no, support you. You a big Kendrick Lamar fan now, right? It's all good. I mean, Kendrick Lamar did his thing, dude.
He
like,
did.
That thing right there, he proved a point. And there's a certain rapper that will remain nameless on this show, but if he's pissed off, then good for him. That's on you.
Hey, it's all good, man. But I don't know. I watched a lot of videos. Like, people are breaking down the messages and all that stuff. But then it's a lot of dumb stuff too. Because like, people who are hating on it, they're like, oh yeah, that's the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen. But then it's like, how long have you been watching the Super Bowl? How many Super Bowl halftimes have you seen? And how many terrible shows have you seen? So you mean to tell me New Kids on the Block was better than Kendrick Lamar's? You mean to tell me Maroon 5's was better than Kendrick Lamar's? Like,
no.
Get out of here. Get out of here with that.
Yeah,
shit.
And then let's go back and let's review viewership for the last 10 halftime shows versus this one. I bet you this one, without even looking at it, is like 10 times higher.
Oh, most definitely.
For ratings in it, the last.
Yeah, this is the highest viewed Super Bowl halftime show of all time. 185 million views or some shit like that.
That's just some dumb number. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And then
so,
people are still talking about it. People are still watching videos about it. People,
look at us. You've been damn covered this, and we're still talking about
saying.
It. And it's not
you
old.
I mean?
And matter of fact, when we get done with this, I'm going to put it on the DVR, and I'm about to have the halftime show on the 60 inch right here.
There you go. You know what I mean?
In this house.
Just turn it on YouTube
straight
and
up.
Give them the views. You know what I'm saying?
Are you locked in? Right? I'm locked in right now. Exactly.
But
my staff be like, go ahead, Spark. Go ahead and then step this way. They're like, you can't do it. Kenya said, no, I'm still practicing.
See, and then
like, there you go. At least you're
like the impact of it, like those jeans. Like, people were talking
yeah.
about the jeans he had on, like the flare jeans.
Let me tell you,
those
about,
are Celine
let me
jeans.
Tell you about that.
People don't understand it,
right? Do you know what the percentage? Me in retail. Do you know what the percentage was that happened the day that he did that show? Right after he did that show. 637% increase in profits for those
yeah
jeans.
They sold out that specific
that
jean
night, before
sold
the game was
out
before the game was over.
And that's a $1,500 jean.
I was about to ask you how much of those jeans
$1,500
cost, give me some of those. My birthday is coming up March 17th. No,
what's up?
You good? My birthday is on March 17th. I can get some of those jeans.
Oh, okay.
No?
You want some Celine jeans? Go ahead, bro. You know what I mean?
I'm just kidding.
Then he had on, you couldn't tell the kind of shoes he had on, but he had on the Diamond Turfs, the Dions, which those, I want those, bro. Those are fires, man.
I won't lie to you. I just got a pair.
Which ones, though? You got the black and the white ones or like the white ones?
I got the ones from Atlanta, the Atlanta ones. Yeah, the black, white, the white and black and red.
The diamonds
ones.
Are the twos.
The twos, yeah, the ones that he wore for the Falcons.
Yeah.
Specifically for the Falcons.
Yeah, I used to have those too, man.
Yeah,
I got to recap. I got to relive my childhood and buy all the shoes that I wanted as a kid.
You might have a plug.
I don't know. I might.
That's cool.
Well, other than that, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna wrap it up here. Plug yourself, brother. Plug yourself. Where can they find you if they need you, if they want to hit you up about sports or whatever? Where can they find you?
Yeah, y'all just go to Facebook and just Stephen Hopkins is Stephen, last name Hopkins, Hopkins. But in Jacksonville, Florida, you'll see my beautiful face right there with a big, huge smile with my beautiful wife, Vanessa. And then just get on there because there's going to be podcasts coming soon. And then when it does, we're going to rock and roll.
Yep, there you go.
I'm excited for sure.
There you go. And once that podcast comes.
I appreciate the time too.
Yeah, for sure. Once that podcast comes, you already know that you can just reach out then. But you know what I'm saying? It'll come. Stay tuned for that.
It'll be me saying yo and subscribe.
Yeah, for real. Rate. So for the podcast, it's rate, comment. You know what I mean? Follow, share.
Subscribe. Yeah, that. For the first time on the show, yeah, that. Goodbye.
You already heard.
All right, love you, bro.
I appreciate the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, anytime, bro.
This is the homie West Coast Rob signing out. Yeah, that.
The Yeah Dat Podcast.